With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Rainy weather didn't dampen the spirits of hundreds of thousands of spectators who packed the sidewalks of Manhattan for today's 98th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, a 2.5-mile route filled with giant balloons, colorful floats, and marching bands. You might call it a sign of the times.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in what they call violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. The FBI says it's aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and are working with law enforcement partners. Among those targeted, Trump's pick for the next U.N. ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. Her office says a bomb threat was called into her home when her family was out. And in Florida, police say a bomb threat was made to a home where a family member of former Congressman Matt Gaetz lives. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, a federal appeals court has ruled that Border Patrol agents cannot cut razor wire that Texas installed along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Texas has been installing razor wire along its roughly 1,200-mile border with Mexico. And in a 2-to-1 ruling, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction stopping Border Patrol agents from damaging the wire in Eagle Pass. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on the social media platform X that more razor wire will be added along the border. The Department of Homeland Security has not commented. I'm Donna Water.
President-elect Trump says Mexico's president has agreed to help stop the flow of illegal aliens and deadly drugs across the border into the U.S. Mr. Trump and Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum spoke by phone, Mr. Trump describing it as a wonderful conversation. This is SRN News. The Bible will be coming to Texas classrooms.
The state's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools under an optional new curriculum. The final vote was 8-7, with supporters pointing out the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich lessons. Texas schools, which serve more than 5 million public school students, can begin using the Bible materials in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms as early as next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch has won a suit against the Malaysian government after a court ordered the return of 172 watches seized last year due to designs that included LGBT elements. Authorities seized the watches during raids on Swatch outlets in May of 2023. Swatch contends that the watches are not harmful. It denies claims that they are designed and says they are designed to promote peace and love. SRN News. Capital punishment making a comeback in one state in the Southwest.
Arizona's top prosecutor says executions will resume in the state following a 2-year pause. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays said she'll soon seek an execution warrant for Aaron Brian Gunches. Gunches is on death row after being convicted of killing his girlfriend's ex-husband. May said in a statement that her office had been working with state corrections officials to review and improve procedures for carrying out the death penalty. Governor Katie Hobbs had promised not to allow any executions until there was confidence that the state could do so without violating any laws. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Donald Trump dined yesterday with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg at the President-elect's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. The visit brought together the Facebook founder and the former president who was once banned from that social network. His Facebook account was restored early last year. More details, SRNNews.com.